Blog Talk Radio.
Holloway Hill, and I am so happy to spend another 30 minutes with you on the Living by Design show, and I hope your day is going fantastic, because mine certainly is, wherever you're dialing in from, all over the will not disappoint, because we have a superb show for you this evening with a superb guest. And the story is just absolutely amazing. I am so excited to speak to this individual about her book and her life and just all the positive work that she's doing around the world. So I'm really excited about that. Before we get into our topic for the evening, I do want to just go ahead and give you a quick message from our sponsor, because our title sponsor is very important to us, and we want to make sure that you guys know about this. So here's a message from our sponsor.
The Living by Design show is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over one. The Living by Design show is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio.
I apologize for that. Apparently, our sponsor does not want to speak this evening. But anyway, we want you to check out the Audible.com website, where they have over 100,000 reading materials that you could pick up and you could have access to, and it's just an awesome website. I absolutely love it. So we could also set you up with a free trial membership. So if you're interested in that, just drop me a line, and I will make sure that you have access to that. Now, our guest for the evening, I am really excited to have Miss Cynthia Luce. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. She will let me know when she comes on the line here. It's either Luce or Lucy, one of the two, L-U-C-E. And this individual just sounds like a My apologies. I'm not sure. Sometimes we have technical difficulties, and appears that that's what's going on this evening. But I was in the middle of talking about my guest, and I'm just going to go ahead and bring my guest on the line, and she will be able to tell you about her powerful bio. Miss Cynthia, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I am also amazing, and I apologize for these technical difficulties. Sometimes it happens. But that's how technology works. But at any rate, now, how do you pronounce your last name?
It is Luce.
Luce. Okay, great. Okay, that's what it looked like, but I wasn't sure. Well, before we get into this magnificent book that you have written, let's talk a little bit about you and your journey, your story, because we all have one, and what actually inspired you to write the book.
I actually had been thinking about it for quite some time, and when I really got down to writing it, I knew that when I had finished it up after reflecting on a lot of the issues in there, I realized that it was much bigger, the story was much bigger than me, that it would help out others as well. So it was a really, really big project, but it was very heartfelt, and I really loved the end result.
Yeah, you know what I really like is the title. Invisible Girl. I love that title because it's something you really don't think about, but when you put some thought behind it, you start really thinking about yourself and your life as being invisible. Am I even here? I mean, can anyone see me? Hello? You know, it's kind of like that, and I really love it. How did you come up with that?
it wasn't just, you know, me being invisible, but if you look around, there's a lot of people who are invisible, a lot of children, young adults, elderly, homeless people. There's so many people out there that have these struggles that we choose not to pay attention to, so the title fit perfectly.
Right. That's true. That is so true. There are so many issues in our world. And, you know, I tell you, Cynthia, what really gets to me is I have a lot of presence on social media, and I see so many people, I read so many posts from people who say, well, they need to, and somebody needs to. Well, you know what? They are actually you. You are the they. So
exactly.
In order for something to change, you've got to be the one who steps up and becomes the they. Well, they need to do this and they need to fix that. Well, why don't you start the ball rolling? Everyone has an opportunity to make a difference in this world. And most people sit around and talk about what needs to happen, what needs to change, what needs to be fixed. But you could make just a tiny. And display random acts of kindness or a homeless person and give a homeless person a quarter, a 50 cent or a dollar, whatever. It's in your little space, you can do a lot and it could spread.
Yes, and a lot of it is putting it into action.
And
we
that's what I always
much...
say. Just, you know, do whatever you can do and make whatever difference that you can make in your world, because no matter how small you may think it is, every little bit counts.
Yes, and with really, you know, putting your power.
Still there, Cynthia?
Everybody
Cynthia?
Has power. Yes.
Cynthia, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
I see that you're still on the board, but I don't hear you talking.
I can hear you.
So maybe you can redial back in. Seems like we're having quite a few things going on with our infrastructure this evening. Unfortunately, it happens. And this is one of those times when it's happening quite a bit. So I'm going to see if we can go ahead and just take a quick little break and hear a brief word from our sponsor. And
the Living by Design Show is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider.
Okay. Well, it looks like Cynthia has rejoined us, so I'm going to bring her back on the line. Are you there, Cynthia?
I am.
Are you there? Cynthia, can you hear
can
me?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Wow.
Hello.
This is one of those shows that's very challenging, and this also gives me an opportunity to just say to you guys that are listening, these are the type of things in your life that happen that are uncontrollable. They're not fun. They're not exciting, but it does happen. And then when these uncontrollable obstacles do occur, the only thing you can do
Hello? Hello?
Hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Cynthia?
I can hear you.
This is a big
Hello?
One, huh?
Yeah, this has happened before.
Oh, it had. Okay, well, it doesn't happen too often on the show. Sometimes, you know, because it is an infrastructure. It's a pretty big, powerful infrastructure, so... You know, there are technical difficulties. I'm sure everybody has experienced that if they have a radio show before. So we're going to just keep right on rolling. So, okay, you were talking about, we're actually talking about the title of your book and how you came up with that. And, you know, sometimes situations and people can feel and seem invisible, and that is so, so very true. So let's kind of get a little bit into your journey, your background. You talk a little bit about being raised in foster care and some. Talk about some of those things.
It was very difficult when you're raised in foster care and in these other issues. You do kind of feel invisible and set aside from the rest of everybody else. And a lot of kids don't get get paid attention to, and it can be very discouraging. And this just kind of goes for, you know, anybody who's been in any of these situations. They, you know, can be quite painful. But I found my strength in my faith and. Really, you know, trying to make myself become uninvisible. And that didn't happen until the later years, until I was well into my adulthood. you don't really realize what's going on until you take a really big look around and you see other people that are a lot like you in those senses. And so right now is kind of creating a momentum to change that for those who are going through it, and that goes for bullying and things like that as well.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things that I am very passionate about as far as the topics that I help. I work with a lot of youth organizations and a lot of young people, and bullying is one of those topics that's very, very, very powerful. Self-esteem, image, loving who you are, being comfortable in your own skin, and those things are real today. Cyberbullying is something that wasn't around when I was coming up, but it's powerful today. It happens, and it can be just as damaging, if not more so, because you're hiding behind a keyboard. So, you know what, as far as the foster care system, I don't think a lot of people are really familiar with that. So can you explain what that is, and how do you even get into the foster care system?
Foster children are usually placed when they're going through abuse at home, or relatives, or, you know, anybody that they're living with, and their parents are found unsuitable to care for them. So a lot of there's hundreds and thousands of children alone in the state of California who are placed in foster care every year. And it's a very difficult situation because it's really hard to find a balance in taking care of these children. It's very difficult.
Right, exactly. Now, how many different foster homes were you in as a child?
I was in quite a few.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Did any of the parents adopt you, or did you just stay in the foster system until you were of age?
I aged out.
Okay, so you aged out. And then after you aged out, you just went ahead and became independent, started taking care of yourself?
Yeah, this was a very, you know, difficult task in itself when you aren't raised a certain way with being taught independence. You have a really hard time finding your footing in that. And it's
you
know, extremely difficult on some ends. And when you age out of the system, it's almost kind of liberating too, but you don't really know where to go. So it's a lot of trial and error.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And Cynthia, if you don't mind me asking, you know, as you went through this journey, which, you know, I'm sure was a very difficult, painful one, did you ever encounter any type of anger issues or lashing out at anyone or anything, or maybe, you know, get involved with substance abuse of any sort?
No substance abuse, but there is a lot of anger that goes with it. You know, you don't know healthy outlets, and this is something that a lot of people, you know, don't learn early on, and so when you're older, you don't know where to direct it, and it can get, you know, it's painful, but, you know, at some point, we kind of experience a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and so when I found that light, I kind of grabbed onto it and, you know, pulled myself forward and out of the hole, so it takes time and practice.
Right, absolutely, and it also takes commitment. I mean, you have to want to be better. You have to want to feel better. You have to want to do better, have better. There are some people who have been through some very difficult journeys, some disappointments along the way. I mean, we've all had disappointments along the way. Everybody's journey is different, regardless of what your obstacles were. There are disappointments, and there are still some people after years of the change, whatever the change was that occurred, they're still bitter. They're still angry. They're still vindictive, and those, they take that attitude out on the world, and they feel like the world owes them something. And it's our responsibility to have what we want. We have to be committed. We have to be passionate, and we have to be forgiving.
Yes.
Life is not easy. It's not easy.
And forgiveness is a really huge key to healing and learning how to forgive and trust, but also trust your instincts and knowing who to trust. You know, you don't trust everybody,
right,
but you give everybody optimal time to kind of warm up and get used to them. Forgiveness is just one of those things I feel that people have a really hard time with, and they don't, you know how to do it. So it can really blur your life.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about the book, Invisible Girl. What are some of the tips and takeaways that my listeners who are hearing us right now, what are some of the tips and takeaways that they will get from the book?
Invisible Girl offers not only just insight, but it also it will teach you compassion, empathy. It will teach you how to keep your eyes open, and it'll teach you how to be how not to become a victim and of bullying and things that happen throughout our lives. We really need to focus a lot on the bullying, because physical abuse, sexual abuse, all of those things are really under, it's like under this umbrella of bullying. And so this will, everybody who has been through anything, even if you haven't been through something, you know, very severe, there's always something to take away from it. There's a lot of lessons in there, and a lot of honesty and a lot of raw truth.
Right, absolutely. And one thing I would like to ask you, because, you know, when I had posted that I was going to do this show, I started getting quite a few emails and questions and, you know, people wanting to know specific things because they've been in similar situations, is what are some of the first things that you do to get beyond the anger, to get beyond the victim mentality mindset? Well, what are some of the first things that help you move out of that place?
Part of it is self-recognition, understanding that you are no longer the victim, that you are past those situations. Two, forgiveness is a huge key. You have to find it somewhere. You don't have to forgive for the other person. You have to forgive for yourself. And forgiveness doesn't mean allowing these people back into our lives who do, you know, toxic things to us. It's so that you can move on with your life and become a better person.
Right. That's true. That right there is probably one of the most difficult things that...
Hello?
Any type of training, my radio shows, everything that I... Extremely powerful forgiveness. And people think that forgiveness means to just forget about what happened. It's not that you're forgetting what happened. It's that you're forgiving because it's for you. You've got to free yourself up, and you've got to clear out the cobwebs and the junk in your subconscious so that you can, I'm very spiritual, so you have to get yourself cleared out so that Christ and God can fill you up with the path that he wants you to be on. But if you're still holding on to all of that bitterness and anger and frustration and all those toxic emotions that just totally destroy your life, you won't be able to forgive. I mean, forgive the other person, forgive yourself for making whatever decisions you made that contributed to it. It's a powerful process.
It is. It can be a lengthy process.
So,
but
and it does start
effort.
With you. It begins with you. And I like
yes.
what you said about recognition as well. You know, recognition is it's also very key, because you can't
yes.
fix what you don't face.
Exactly.
I think self-talk is also a big one. That was
yes.
my latest book, Lies, Love, and Life, about self-talk. So what's your thoughts about that? Things that you say to yourself, because we do talk to ourselves.
You have to tell yourself that you're worthy.
Cynthia, are you there?
Can you hear me? I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello?
Wow, I have to apologize to all my listeners, because this is one of the most challenging ones that we've ever encountered. So my apologies to you, and I'm going to go ahead and try to bring Cynthia back on the line. Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
This is actually one of the most, yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I had to apologize to my listeners because, I mean, this is a really good discussion here. I'm so sorry that all these technical difficulties keep jumping in. But at any rate, I was saying that forgiveness is very powerful, and so is recognition, because you can't fix what you don't face. And I also think self-talk is a big contributor to some of
yes.
the things that may keep you stuck, telling yourself the wrong things. And so what's your thoughts on that?
Self-recognition, I can simplify that. If you are repeating the same things, if you are getting the same continual negative results, take a step back and look at your situation. Understand that what you are doing is repeating a negative situation or a negative cycle, whether that be in an abusive relationship or the partners that you pick, and this is, you know, you're picking the same kind of people and wondering why, you know, you're ending up with the same results. That's something that is
right.
kind of a cue in for self-recognition. Now you have to understand that something that you are doing is repeating the cycle. And you take a step back and look
exactly.
at and evaluate your life.
Right. Right. And I'm glad you said, you know, some of the things you're doing, because I think a lot of times people don't feel like or believe that they are making these choices. And the thing about life is all about choices. You have the freedom to choose to be whatever you want, do whatever you want, have whatever you want. You've got to have the right mindset. And if you, the bigger the goal, the more obstacles you're going to encounter with it. So you've just got to understand that. Now, if you want to just have peace in your life, then you've got to let go of the bitterness and the grudge holding and the anger and the frustration and being mad at the world because your childhood may have been dysfunctional or maybe there was some abuse present or, you know, and I'm not minimizing those things. I'm just saying those are things that were in your journey. They were part of your journey. Lord knows I had a very dysfunctional upbringing. Experienced 16 years in an abusive marriage. And, you know, I could be so down on everything and be a victim mentality and why did that happen to me and why. But I look back on that journey as it's part of my story. It's part of my story. I mean, I take everything away as a learning experience, a learning opportunity to teach others and show others that it could happen to anyone and just keep it moving. That's what I say about it. What do you say about it?
I think you're absolutely 100% correct. We can, you know, either continue to be victims or we can take what we've learned and put those into the strength department and use that to propel ourselves forward. We are our own worst enemies a lot of the time, and we hold ourselves back and we don't even realize it. If we can just let go of the anger and let go of those things that are making a toxic appearance in our life, we can do anything. We can do absolutely anything we set our minds to. So if we learn to let go and learn not to be angry and leave those things in the past, you can propel yourself so far forward. And that's what Invisible Girl is about. There's a lot of trial and error in there, and there's a lot of things that get repeated with the cycles and stuff, but it's a lot of self-realization. It's raw. It's honest. It's very truthful and forthcoming with information. And I don't think there's anybody who wouldn't take something from Invisible Girl.
That's awesome. Now let me ask you this, because I hear people say this a lot, and I just want to get your thoughts on it, Cynthia. A lot of people will say, well, I'm trying to do better, I'm trying to get better, and I'm trying to get beyond my abuse. I was abused, I was sexually abused as a child, or I was something as a child. I went through this or I went through that. I understand everything when it comes to childhood dysfunction. But when you become an adult, how long can you keep using that as an excuse to not get better as an adult?
That's a good question. A lot of people encounter that. I myself encountered that. You really have to look at what you're doing. Like I said, it's taking a big step back. And if you're wondering why you're in an abusive situation, you know, you can only use so many excuses, and you can't make excuses for others or yourself. But understand that you have the choices and you have the power, and it depends on where you place that power. A lot of us want to try to fix other people. We have to realize that we can't fix other people. All you can do is fix yourself and love yourself enough to keep pushing forward.
That's right. That's right. Because there's going to be obstacles and challenges with everything. No one's perfect. And, you know, you get in relationships, and I hear this a lot of time from people who are in relationships, and their partners are not this, and my partner won't do this, and my partner won't do that. And then you talk to their partner, and the partner says, well, I've had this issue in my life, and I had this growing up, and blah, blah, blah. But you've got to, one, be patient with yourself and your partner. And as long as the partner and you both are trying to fix yourself, like you said, you can only be responsible for your behavior, your personal growth, and the choices that you make. And as long as they are on the right path and they're positive and they're choices that are building you up, not making you feel worse, then I say you're going the right direction. What do you think?
I think full steam ahead.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't think you're going to ever be at a place where, okay, well, I've learned all I need to learn about life. I am done. I'm just hanging up my learning cap, and I am just a lifelong, lifetime graduate. That's never going to happen. We will live and learn, and we will go and grow until we're done on this earth. I believe that. I'm a believer of lifelong learning.
And so am I. I think that's absolutely 100% accurate. I think that you never stop learning. You only stop learning if you choose to stop learning. And if as long as you could recognize these patterns in your life, you can really, really do something with yourself. And it's a process. It's not an overnight thing. And, you know, I'm not one to wrap things up in a pretty package with a bow, you know, but to be honest, I believe that, you know, it's a process that we have to commit to, just like you said, and really keep pushing forward for it. You have to want it.
Right. That's right. That's right. You have to want it, and you also have to be committed to doing what it takes to get it, because, I mean, I've said this to so many people, that when you're interested in a goal, you'll do what's convenient. But when you're committed to a goal, you will do whatever it takes. And that might be something that you don't feel comfortable doing. You've got to get out of your comfort zone if you expect to grow. You really,
yes,
really do.
And those are things that
you
think we all experience.
Absolutely. Someone sent me something. I always get a lot of motivational things, and I just want to share this. You know, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I just want to share a little bit of this that I received. It's called The Train. And have you seen that?
Say that again?
Have you seen that, Cynthia?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's one of those emails that people send around that, you know, trying to motivate you and inspire you, kind of lift you up, lift your day. And it talks about how at birth we board the train and we meet our parents and we believe our parents will always be on our side, traveling with us on the train. However, at some point, at some station, our parents step down, they step away, and they leave us on the journey alone. And as time goes by, other people will board the train. They will be significant, siblings, friends, children, even the love of our life. As many people begin to step down off the train, they may leave an empty spot in your heart. But you've got to just keep going, because this is your journey. Your journey is your journey. Their journey is their journey. And you've got to learn from whatever those people bring to your life and just keep going with it. And I just think that's just really profound. And, Cynthia, we're coming up on 1 minute left in the show, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your insight, telling us all about the book. Really quickly, where can the listeners get the book?
You can get it on Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes, and for a personalized autographed hardback copy, you can visit my website at www.cynthia-luce.com, and for speaking engagements, you can contact Serif Books.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Cynthia. I really appreciate you being patient with all of our technical things, and just thank you for being a wealth of knowledge. You have just really been a superb guest, and I thank you, and God bless you with all of your work.
Thank you so much. It was such an honor for me to be on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. God bless you, and you continue to have a wonderful life.
And you too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.